People tell me that the pronoun they cannot be singular, but here's the thing. It already is.
That's what they say. Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. Hi, Anne.
Hello.
Anne, when I'm writing a story about someone and I don't know their gender, I can't say he or she, so I just say they. When is it right, or is it always wrong to use it?
I think it's helpful here to separate linguistic fact from people's opinion about linguistic fact. The linguistic fact is that the majority of speakers use they as a singular pronoun in speech. Many of them know that if they write it down, they're going to get judged for that. And so you see it much more in speech than you do in writing. In writing, we're told to use he or she or change the whole sentence. Many people have opinions about the fact that it is used as a singular and say you just can't do that or shouldn't do that. But speakers do it, and they do it in a few different constructions. They do it with an indefinite pronoun, so something like someone or everyone. Someone who knows their way around town should draw the map. We'll do it with generic noun like teacher. So if we don't know if the teacher's male or female, we're just talking generally, we'll say a teacher should learn their students' names. And then sometimes you will hear speakers do it even when they know the gender of the person, but that's irrelevant or they don't want to tell you. It could be that the gender is outside the male-female binary. You'll hear someone say, you know, my neighbor used that fertilizer on their lawn and it killed all the grass.
Does this have roots in feminism?
It actually predates feminism. We've got evidence for this in writing back into Middle English, back to the 14th century. And you can go online, and if you search for Jane Austen and singular they, you'll find a whole website for Jane Austen's use of singular they.
I love Jane. Are there some other examples of a singular pronoun becoming plural?
There are, and this is, I often use this evidence when people tell me they just cannot be singular, which I think is an interesting argument because it is singular. If you listen to people speak, they're using it as a singular, and it's not the first pronoun to be both plural and singular at the same time. So if you think about the pronoun you, it is both singular and plural. I can say, you are, Rena, one person, or you are, to my whole class, which is a lot of people. Both of those use are, use the plural verb, but it's both singular and plural. You did that as thou died. We used to have a singular-plural distinction. Thou was singular, you was plural. As thou died, you took over both functions. And speakers have seen that they, for them, seems to be the best solution to the generic pronoun problem.
All right, Anne, I hope you and all of you out there listening are happy with the answer. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rena. You too.